From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns continues his eighth message in a series of studies entitled Life in the Spirit, an examination of Galatians chapter 5, where in verse 22 and 23, the Apostle Paul sets forth the nine elements that make up the fruit of the Spirit. As Dr. Cairns has explained, these various virtues divide themselves into three groups of three. The first set, love, joy, peace, have to do with the Christian's relationship to God. The second group, long-suffering, gentleness, and goodness, involves the believer's relationship with others. The focus of this message will be on goodness. As Dr. Cairns has pointed out, this term is perhaps the most difficult to define of all the virtues in the text. It may be best understood as that which seeks the best for others, even if it involves correction or discipline. The Holy Spirit works in the life of the believer to make him a true instrument of good in the world. In doing so, the Spirit first teaches the Christian what is truly good according to the Scriptures. In addition, the Holy Ghost teaches the Christian the difference between kindness to error and taking a stand for the truth. Kindness or goodness does not condone evil or error. Indeed, it opposes all that is against God. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, No Condemnation. The text is Jeremiah chapter 50 and verse 20. In those days and in that time, saith the Lord, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none, and the sins of Judah, and they shall not be found. For I will pardon them whom I reserve. A glorious word indeed! What a perfect pardon is here promised to the sinful nations of Israel and Judah! Sin is to be so removed that it shall not be found, so blotted out that there shall be none. Glory be unto the God of pardons! Satan seeks out sins wherewith to accuse us. Our enemies seek them, that they may lay them to our charge, and our own conscience seeks them even with a morbid eagerness. But when the Lord applies the precious blood of Jesus, we fear no form of search, for there shall be none. They shall not be found. The Lord hath caused the sins of his people to cease to be. He hath finished transgression and made an end of sin. The sacrifice of Jesus has cast our sins into the depths of the sea. This makes us dance for joy. The reason for the obliteration of sin lies in the fact that Jehovah himself pardons his chosen ones. His word of grace is not only royal, but divine. He speaks absolution, and we are absolved. He applies the atonement, and from that hour his people are beyond all fear of condemnation. Blessed be the name of the sin-annihilating God.
Thank you.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. The response to these broadcasts has been most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. Our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the programs, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as, why don't Jews accept Jesus as the Messiah? Does God practice deliberate deception? Or, why doesn't God save everybody? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
What we read in 2 Thessalonians 1 regarding the Lord's goodness to us, and you'll get an idea of what's involved here. 2 Thessalonians 1:11, we pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of His goodness and the work of faith with power. The good pleasure of His goodness has the plain meaning of the agreeable, beneficial, useful purpose of God's kindness toward us. Now that's the idea of goodness. It is a deep inner motive from which our actions of kindness must spring. It is the aim of the Christian to be of real service to other people and to do them really good. Now put that into the text. The fruit of the Spirit is goodness. The fruit of the Spirit is goodness because the Holy Ghost works in a Christian to make him a true instrument of good in the world. And he does it in three very straightforward ways. First, he teaches us what is truly good. The fruit of the Spirit is goodness. It is the Holy Spirit who teaches us what is truly good. What is good, what is beneficial, must be defined by the Word of God and by the Spirit of God and not by the opinions of men. Now this is very, very important, especially in these days in which we're living. What is good can never be ungodly. What is good can never be contrary to the Word of God. Goodness is the fruit of the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit does not lead man contrary to his own word. The Scripture's command is hear. That is, obey what the Spirit saith to the churches. And what the Spirit saith is in the Word of God. Nowadays, Christians are constantly berated because, for example, they will not accept and condone sodomites and their lifestyle. We are told this is censorious. This is judgmental. This is unkind. We hear the same thing when Christians stand up against false religion. We have had the recent controversy when the mucky little politicians decided that they would stir up a trouble because Bob Jones University had taken a stand against the system of Roman Catholicism. They had dared to call it a cult. I'm quite willing to go much beyond it and say it's the worst of all cults. The most damnable of all perversions of the Christian religion in the history of the world. Now that's a big statement, and I'm willing to stand over it. Wrong at every point at which it may be wrong, perverted, twisted, turning even what truth it still maintains into a lie. Damning souls by the million and by the hundreds of millions. Now we don't say that because of unkindness. We say that because of truth. We're told it's unkind to oppose false religion, to dare to call someone else's religion a cult or a heathen or a false religion, to dare to say that something is wrong is unkind. We have even reached a stage where many in the media joined certain rabid Jewish leaders in condemning Southern Baptists. What was their crime? Their crime was that they prayed for Jews to be converted to Christ. And that was somehow equated with Hitlerism, who never prayed a prayer for a Jew in his life. He couldn't pray anyway. That was Hitlerism. That was the twin brother of fascism. That was the great threat to the welfare of Jewish people. When, and this is certainly very clear if you go to Israel, it would be true of Southern Baptists. And it would be true of the evangelical community generally, that the nation of Israel has no greater friends and no more outstanding support in all the world than among those people. There are no people less antagonistic to the Jewish people than the Jewish race, the Jewish nation, than the evangelical community. including the Southern Baptists, but they're unkind because they dared to pray for the conversion of Jews. So it's very evident that kindness is not what the world thinks it is. Kindness according to the world, if I can give you the example of ungodly anthropologists, they tell you the kindest thing that the Christian church can do is send no missionaries to heathen parts of the world. Do not disturb the cultural roots of these people. Leave them to live and to die in the darkness of their Christless condition. Ungodly evolutionary anthropologists tell us that is kindness. Worldly opinions regarding kindness is leave every man where he is and let every man believe what he wishes. And underlying all that philosophy is the notion that there is no real God, there is no real truth, there is no heaven, there is no hell. There is no exclusive reality of God's revelation. So more than ever, we need to have a divine definition of what is truly kind and what is truly good. Samuel said, 1 Samuel 12:23, I will teach you the good and the right way. So what is that good thing? Israel said to the Lord, Deuteronomy 1:14, the thing which thou hast spoken is good for us to do. Let me tell you, that is always true. That is the rule for every Christian. The thing that thou hast spoken is good for us to do. They were certainly right in that, as Moses confirmed a few chapters later in Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 24, the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes to fear the Lord our God for our good always. So the Holy Ghost defines good by the Word of God. There's a beautiful statement of this in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 9 and verse 13. Nehemiah is praying to the Lord and he says, thou camest down upon Mount Sinai and spakest with them from heaven and gave them right judgments and true laws and good statutes and commandments. And then a few verses later in verse 20 he says, thou gavest also thy good spirit to instruct them. The Holy Spirit comes and he defines what is good, what is kind in his own precious word. Now, if our kindness toward people is to ascend to the level of goodness, it must be governed by the Word of God. Kindness will therefore oppose all that is against God and all that is against God's Word. Why? Well, first of all, because our first duty is toward God. But secondly, what is against God is ultimately against men. What is against Scripture is never beneficial to man. It is always damaging, both temporally and eternally. What is against God and His Word is harmful to the creature, and therefore, if we're going to be kind, our kindness must be governed by the Word of God. Only then is our kindness goodness. That's true in every area of life. I haven't time to take off on every tangent to apply that. I have spoken already about public life and the stand we have got to take to be kind. Let me just remind you of something, and this has been my experience in talking to some of these folk. I have already said that we are berated for not accepting the deviants and their lifestyle. But that is not unkind. That's kind, because if you've talked, as I have, to people in that or who were in that lifestyle and have said that the first light that came, the first liberty that came, was when someone told them, this is not a sickness, this is not a position that you're just a victim of things beyond all your control, it's not simply your genetics, this is sin. And there's power in the blood of Christ to forgive you your sin and to sanctify you from your sin and deliver you and redeem you from every aspect of this present evil world. I think of one young man who told me with trembling, with tears, that was the greatest message. These other people held me as a victim in my wickedness. They're supposed to be kind. We were the unkind people for taking the opposite line. But he said, I found redemption in Jesus Christ, and I'm no longer with them. And that's real kindness. Bring it out of the public sphere into the sphere of public policy, into the home. What parent doesn't know that kindness is not giving your child everything that it cries for and asks for? Kindness is not taking the line of least resistance. Kindness is, if it is real goodness, is going to be governed by the Word of God, so that with a heart that would give your life for the good of that child, yet you will seek to temper all you say and do for that child by the Word of the living God. That's goodness. That's real goodness. That's kindness sanctified, governed, and directed by the definition of God's Word.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.